Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right. Well, you remember last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan. China was not happy about that. We knew they would retaliate, and they've done so. Taiwan is now warning that these military drills that are being carried out are not just a rehearsal for an invasion of Taiwan, but perhaps trying to angle for dominance in the Pacific. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Inez De La Cotera. Inez, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, so that's right. You do have Taiwan's foreign minister warning that the Chinese military drills that were launched in apparent response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip reflect ambitions to control large parts of the Western Pacific, not just Taiwan. So we've talked a lot about China trying to expand its influence in the South China Seas, for example. And according to Taiwan, China here is showing that it's interested in going even further than that and expanding its influence beyond Taiwan into the East China Sea. So Taiwan essentially calling on the international community to pay close attention here. Some breaking news as of just moments ago, we did get some good news. So China's military saying it has completed various tasks around Taiwan, which could potentially signal an end to days of war games. China will continue to conduct regular patrols around Taiwan, so it's not completely letting up the pressure on Taiwan, but the military exercises that were the largest ever exercises conducted around Taiwan it would appear to be drawing to a close.
And of course, this is a big concern because these drills are disrupting flights and shipping in a pretty busy global trade zone.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, they've certainly had an impact on daily life there. So these drills went on for about a week. They were extended. They included ballistic missile launches, some of which flew over the island's capital of Taipei. So there were interesting images coming out of Taiwan showing residents in various parts on the beach watching these missiles flying overhead or watching the exercises way off in the distance, which were, I think probably very alarming to the population there. The drills also included simulated sea and air attacks in the skies and waters around Taiwan, and they did disrupt, like you say, flights in the region and shipping as well. So that raised concerns of possible supply chain issues that could be felt in the U.S.
What has the global response to this been so far?
So we've heard lots of condemnation from around the world, so certainly from the U.S.'s allies in the region. Japan has voiced concern, Japan, of course, being right there and concerned about what this could mean for stability in the Asia-Pacific region. The U.S. has condemned the drills, a top Pentagon official telling ABC News that China is trying to bait both the U.S. and Taiwan with a manufactured crisis. China, on the flip side, has accused the U.S. of single-handedly disrupting stability in the region with House Speaker Pelosi's trip to the island. And then today, China actually released a statement saying it reaffirmed its threat to use military force to bring Taiwan under control. You had the Chinese Taiwan Affairs Office issuing a statement saying that Beijing would work with the greatest sincerity and exert our utmost efforts to achieve peaceful reunification. So they're talking about reunification again. But at the same time, they said they would not shy away from using force if they needed to.
All right. Inez, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.